motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another spectacular mini episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listeners, have at home, the shit that y'all come up with, all the stuff that you force into our inboxes, all these weird opinions. So many of you come to me aggressively. You say, hey, bitch, you better talk about this thing that I care about, this absurd, problematic thing that I've invested my time in. You better ruin your relationships at home and out in the world with this absurd thing that I wrote down and thought that you needed to read. And you know what? I'm grateful for you. I couldn't be more grateful that you spend your time, you sick fucks, coming up with all of these ideas that you share with me. It's a blast reading all of these things. I got a message just recently. I'm not going to say today. I'm not a liar. I'm not a goddamn liar. But I got a message from a nice lady named Elizabeth, who pointed out that in one of my more recent episodes, the episode with Ashley Nicole Black, where we talk about white people being abducted by aliens, that I actually missed a major celebrity, a black celebrity, in fact, who claims to have had an alien experience. And that celebrity is none other than Kendrick Lamar. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Kung Fu Kenny himself claims to have been not abducted. He's not a psychopath. All right, let's make one thing clear. Only psychopaths get abducted. But Kung Fu Kenny has in fact seen an alien. He talks about it on a Howard Stern interview and then some other interview with a goofy white man on the radio who I didn't recognize. And buddy, I wasn't interested. But he says that as a child in Compton, he was hanging out on his porch with his mother, and his mother was having a white wine, and they're staring up at the stars, and some stars start shooting across the sky like lasers, like in a weird, almost sort of like, what was that game? Pong. Like they're shooting back and forth across the stars. And people pointed out that maybe all his friends were like, maybe it was shooting stars. And he said, no, motherfucker, it's not shooting stars. You have to listen to me. And apparently no one listened to him. And that's how he got into hip hop. Some people get in through drugs. Some people get in through gang violence. Kung Fu Kenny, he got in through shooting stars that he said were aliens and no one believed him. It's the story I'm telling everybody, at least. Anyway, all right, that's my preamble up front. I think I covered everything you needed to hear. I want to talk to you about the conspiracy that was sent to us this week. It's an exciting one, a fun one from a nice person. A lady named Dina sent me, I think it's pronounced Dina, a nice lady. She says her name, so I probably will hear it correctly. And if I'm wrong, I'm not apologizing. I made my choice. You're Dina to me. But anyway, Dina sent us a lovely conspiracy theory, and I'm going to play it for you now.
Hi, Langston. This is Dina from Brooklyn, New York. And I have a conspiracy theory. Honestly, I don't even think it's a conspiracy. I think it can really be backed up by some research and some science. But my mama told me that dogs are racist.
Mm.
And yes, not all dogs. Hashtag not all dogs. But dogs specifically belonging to white people.
All right.
And also, although my mother is very afraid of dogs, she did not tell me this theory. This is something that I have seen for a good portion of my life and have always wondered. So obviously, we all know that Black Americans have a very strained relationship with dogs. Fair. You know, if we're thinking about the ways that dogs have been weaponized against Black people, you know, during slavery and throughout the civil rights movement, etc. But current day, I see kind of that, you know, dogs belonging to white people, when they react to people in the street, specifically reacting to Black people, I find that dogs are, you know, very apathetic towards them, can be very apprehensive towards them, or just straight up hostile, like barking at Black people and walking down the street. And oftentimes white people are very much like, oh, you know, Sammy's never like this, you know, and it's like, yeah, because you're never around Black people or, you know, whatever. But that's not saying that, you know, I think that most dog owners are literally training their dogs to run up on Black people.
Okay.
Although I bet there are a good number of people who are literally training their dogs to run up and attack Black people.
Now we're talking.
I think it's probably more so linked to white people having overt or even subconscious feelings of nervousness, fear, and or hate that their dogs in turn pick up on, because we know that animals are very sensing creatures. But dogs pick up on those feelings, and then their dogs in turn have those same feelings towards Black people when they see them. So I feel like there's something in there. Also, I have a sub-conspiracy theory. Again, very light on the conspiracy because I think it's a real theory.
Jesus Christ, but, Dina.
My it's friend a 15-minute and I episode. Think that white people are trying to show their new hashtag wokeness and or transfer their white guilt, you know, into buying Black colored dogs.
Mm.
So I have two friends, they're both people of color and they're married to each other. And they've mentioned to me that when they walk their dog in their newly gentrified neighborhood, that white dog owners will often come up to them, strike conversation, and start talking about they have a Black colored dog, and start talking to them and kind of in a sense white-splaining that Black dogs are underrepresented, you know, they're under-adopted, you know, you're doing such a good thing, especially if they themselves, the white people,
that's how they get
have
you.
A Black dog. They'll talk themselves up about, like, you know, they're doing a good thing, yada, yada. And my friend's mental response is like, you know, the same thing happens to Black people, you know? So this kind of like this tone deafness and cognitive dissonance that white people have, that they're willing to go above and beyond to take care of their Black dogs, but, you know, not do the same for literal Black people. I don't know. Would love to hear your thoughts about this. Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, Dina, thank you for sending us possibly the longest message allowed in the messaging apps. I think you exceeded the time. After a while, Apple jumps in and they go, hey, you got to chill, motherfucker. Don't nobody want to talk to anybody this bad. You got to take it easy, Dina. No, it means the world to me that you sent this to us. I was very excited to dig into this. There's a lot to unpack in this whole thing. I struggle with it, right? This is a difficult theory, because to imply that the dogs are racist implies that, like, dogs are born with some, like, innate hatred towards, like, a group of people, and I don't want to believe that shit. I like a good idiot dog. The other day I did mushrooms and hung out in the park and just met dogs. I met a dog named Bernard. He was fucking cool as shit. I don't want to believe that Bernard is secretly cutting his eyes at a Dominican man because he has some relationship that created bias. Fuck that. Bernard's just a good fucking dude. I like Bernard, and I want to believe Bernard and anybody like Bernard is a good dude, too. Remember, I'm talking about dogs. I don't know why I made Bernard a hardworking postal worker, but for some reason, in my mind, Bernard's just a guy. That said, it got me thinking about a few things, because as a kid, and this is something I imagine we all heard as kids, is that dogs are colorblind. Right? And we've all heard that over and over again. We were told that dogs could only see in black and white. And in my mind, that would mean that it would make it harder to differentiate between not colors of people. Obviously, Black people or darker skinned people would look darker. White people would look white. But you probably would have more trouble distinguishing between the various racial groups as much as just shades of people. That said, dogs are not, in fact, as colorblind as we've been led to believe. Skipping past all the science jargon, because that ain't my shit, dogs only have what is basically like referred to as two cones in their eyes, two cone receptors in their eyeballs, whereas humans have three cone receptors. We got three of them bad boys. So that says that the dogs see less color than we're able to see. But apparently, even though dogs can't see turquoise, they can still see nigga. That is a real fact that some of my research has unpacked. Turquoise, not a possible. Nigga, they can see that shit. I looked at a study. I read an article, a real article, not just a bullshit Google one that justifies me talking for an hour to my friends, but a real article from Psychology Today that was called Can Dogs Be Racist? Where they tell the story of this Black woman who's hired as a replacement to clean this Catholic church, right? She's replacing a white employee, and her and the white employee walk up to the church together. The white employee is basically going to show her the ropes, teach her how to clean up all that. Priests come in the secret areas that priests come. You know what I mean? She's going to teach her exactly how to get the business done. But she takes her to the church, and the woman at the front desk of the church basically sees the black woman and says, "Yo, you can't come in here." She didn't say yo, but you all knew that. She said, "Yo, you can't come in here because the priest's dog is kind of racist." Now, the black woman is horrified, so much so that she files a complaint. A discrimination complaint to the Diocese of Memphis, in which she basically says, this is discrimination. They're trying to keep me out of this church. They're trying to keep me from being employed. Now, the Diocese of Memphis does a full investigation. They respond. They go in. They do all the digging that I guess a church would do into itself, which is probably not a lot, but they claim to have done a full investigation. And when the investigation finishes, they come back to this lady and they say that her complaint is invalid because, in fact, through their investigation, she was not being kept out of the church. Because of hatred, she was being kept out of the church for her own safety, as they did find that that dog was very, very racist. They basically dug in. They were like, nah, this motherfucker is real fucked up. And truly, we have no idea what that German shepherd was going to do to you if you went into that church to clean up all that priest cum. We can't let that happen. So the article goes on to basically say, you know, a lot of things about this. But before I get to the rest of the article, I do want to ask, why the fuck didn't they put that dog down? Do you know what I mean? Like, if the dog is that racist, that an entire investigation proved that it was awful, why wouldn't you kill it? That's the issue with the Catholic Church. I don't have any issue with their sexual allegations. I've made peace with that. I sleep at night just fine knowing that they just continue to move priests from different area to different area and hide up all of their crimes. I'm fine with that. But if your dogs are racist, Catholic Church, you've got to make amends. Cool Pope, you better answer for this shit. You've been doing a lot of talking about homosexuals and their right to get married, and I don't think I like what you have to say about that. But you better come correct on this shit, because this is big. Kill the dog. Put it down in a field like Old Yeller. Also, another racist dog, if you're asking me. There's no way a dog named Old Yeller, born in what I assume was the 30s. I don't know how old that book is, but fucking kill Old Yeller twice. Shoot him. They only put one bullet in him the first time because he had the rabies, but you should have put two bullets in him for all the N-words he probably was barking. Anyway, I'll get back to the research. That said, this sort of continues in the study, and it talks about the work of two scientists at the University of Illinois Springfield, where they did this whole research study where they theorized that dogs are not born with innate hate for certain races. But like you said, Dina, they pick up that hate from their owners. And in this study, they unpacked a group of dog owners' explicit racial bias, meaning like them using words, racial words like mosshead or nignog, you know what I mean? Like real racial words. And then also they unpack their implicit racial biases. Like if they were to make negative associations after looking at a picture of, I don't know, Sterling K. Brown. There's no reason to have negative associations when you look at Sterling K. Brown. That's a good man. He ain't never hurt nobody. He got a little crust in the side of his mouth. I don't know if that's permanent or temporary, but it don't bother me. Keep doing your thing, Sterling K. You a good actor and a good man, and you love your wife and your kids. I'm proud of you. And please come on the show. We could delete the part about the crust in the side of your mouth. It's not important to me. I just like you. Anyway, they do this study and they sort of unpack these dog owners and their explicit and implicit racial biases. And then they also unpack some of the reactions that these dogs have in relation to the other races. And ultimately, what they find is that by and large, most dogs tend to have more positive reactions to people of the same race as their owners and less positive reactions towards people of different race. It's just the way it is. And one of the things that they talk about is in fact the exact thing that you said, Dina, that they theorize that part of it is not so much the dogs even hating people that don't look like their owners, but more not recognizing people that don't look like their owners, meaning that these owners are not are keeping minimal degrees of contact with people of other races. And thus the dogs are seeing these people of other races as unfamiliar and going into animalistic sort of responses. It's kind of like how I do when I go into a Qdoba instead of a Chipotle. You know what I mean? I know it's the same thing, but it scares me and it makes me want to start barking. I don't trust you, Qdoba. And you probably do the exact same shit. It's the same quality of meat. But goddamn it, if it doesn't make me want to pee in a corner when I walk in there. The issue of black dogs not getting adopted, because that came up quite a bit in some of my research, is actually something that I didn't know was coined by some liberal elites as black dog syndrome. That's a real thing that a human person decided to write down. Black dog syndrome is what they're calling this thing. And that fucked me up because syndrome implies that someone is sick, right? The dogs aren't sick. They're not the term black dog syndrome is not saying the black dogs are sick. Black dog syndrome is referring to other people being sick for not wanting these dogs. And you motherfuckers are the ones that coined the term. Therefore, you motherfuckers are sick. But instead of owning that, everyone is just walking around like, man, it sure is terrible. It's a terrible thing that this syndrome exists. Wish there was something I could do about it, but unfortunately, I just do the naming. Anyway, let's euthanize all these extra black bastards we've got laying around. All these extra black dogs, I guess we gotta kill it, but nothing we can do about it. Literally, no one could adopt these dogs. I just named the syndromes. Anyway, so this black dog syndrome refers to exactly what you're saying, that statistically, black dogs are in fact less likely to get adopted than some of their lighter skinned counterparts. We're much more likely to adopt a Chris Breezy dog over a Meek Mill dog. Yeah, look at me staying urban and contemporary. Anyway, at the end of the day, what upset me in sort of unpacking some of this research is that I don't know that I would argue. It's possibly true. Some of the research sort of contradicts itself. There's actually plenty of evidence that black dogs do get adopted quite a bit. Blah, 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 blah. Who knows what the fuck is happening with the dogs? But at the end of the day, I would argue that black people are doing themselves a disservice by focusing on the well-beings of black dogs. And I like dogs. Remember, Bernard, I give a fuck about dogs, but I'm not a fucking dog. So make the laws better for me, niggas, and stop teaching your stupid ass Maltese to clutch itself inside the purse that you're clutching as black people walk past you. We're focusing too much on protecting a thing that is mostly just soaking up our own ignorance. That's not the goddamn goal here. And more importantly, stop breeding them. Stop making them into these weird weapons of your hatred. Let's just all make peace with dogs and let them be great like Bernard instead of being pieces of shit like my dad's wife dog, who was very mean to me. A very mean dog to me. And do I believe that my dad's wife trained that dog to be mean to me? Absolutely, I do. That said, it wasn't racial. It was personal. It was at the core of that human being. And we need to be looking at our own cores and reflecting on how we can be better out in the world instead of creating syndromes that don't exist. All right, I did it. I yelled about a bunch of stuff and I felt passionate. And Dina, I hope this was helpful, and I have no idea how it could be, but you know what? The world is healed. If you, like Dina, want to send us stuff, you can send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. That's where we take this stuff, and I would love to hear from you. It would be a great time to hear your voice memos. We're going to do this every week. I have a great time just talking to myself and watching the producers shake their heads in shame at the horrible things I say about Sterling K. Brown and my dad's wife. Okay, bye.
Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.